BBC News with Gerry Smit. A parliamentary report in Britain has severely criticised the British and French intervention in Libya in 2011. It said poor intelligence and a shallow understanding of tribal rivalries had led to internal warfare, a migrant crisis, a proliferation of weapons and the spread of the so-called Islamic State group. The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, is making his first State of the Union address since Britain voted to leave the EU. Mr. Juncker said the European Union respected and regretted Britain's decision to leave, but the EU was not at risk as a result of Brexit. He was applauded when he said there can be no access to the common market without the free movement of people. The Attorney General in New York State has begun investigating what he called possible impropriety by Donald Trump's charitable foundation. Mr. Trump's campaign spokesman dismissed the move as politically motivated. President Obama's administration has announced plans to admit 110,000 refugees to the United States in the fiscal year beginning next month. That's 10,000 more than originally stated. Doctors treating Israel's former president Shimon Peres after he suffered a major stroke on Tuesday say that he's in a serious but stable condition. A spokesman said that Mr. Peres had been responsive when the sedation he'd been under had been reduced. European football's governing body UEFA will elect a new president today after its former president Michel Platini was banned from football for 4 years. The head of the Slovenian Football Association, Alexander Čeferina, is being tipped to be the Dutchman, Michael van Praag. Chelsea Manning, the American soldier jailed for passing classified files to the WikiLeaks website, has ended the hunger strike she began 5 days ago, after receiving an assurance that she will get gender reassignment surgery. And those are the latest headlines from BBC News.